Kum lernen la blat gemorre. It is Sunday, Yud Aleph Nissen. Rebbe Yom HaLedes. So it's a very special day. And Yom Shemazol HaGoyver. So definitely the Rebbe should bench all of us and daven for all of us that everyone should be well and healthy and should be no more misseis and cholim and no more tragedies. Okay, when Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, we are up to the two dots, which would be roughly about 8 lines from the top. The last Mishnah was discussing extinguishing a fire on Shabbos. If you hold melacha she'ena tzrich legufa, most times when you extinguish a fire, you want the room to be dark. That's a melacha, but you're not doing it for the ultimate purpose to benefit the fire itself. You're doing it for ulterior motives. So it's a melacha tzrich legufa, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are chayiv, according to Shimon, you are potter. And then the only time that you'll be chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon, for extinguishing fire is if you're doing it to benefit the wick, so that it can burn better a second time. And so then we also said, but a choyle sheyesh by sakana, then everyone agrees that it is, obviously you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So now we're going to discuss that theme. Shol she'elezu le'elem rab tanchum demin navi. They asked the following question from tanchum demin navi, and the Rashi says it's an interesting lashon le'ela. And Rashi says the basis for this is like the Malachim Srafim, Eimdim and Malai, because they were scared and they were far away. So he was such a big tzaddik that the Talmidim were far away. They asked the following question of Tanchum. Ma'u lichbais, are you permitted to extinguish butzina denora, a fire, mikamei be'isha? Are you permitted to extinguish a fire on Shabbos for a sick person? Be'isha is referring to a sick person. So since he was talking to a large crowd, it wasn't just a private crowd, and in the crowd there were people who were ignorant, who didn't really know how to learn so well, and so on. So he decided that he was going to ask them, he's going to start with a little agadata. Pasach v'amad, he said to them, "Ant Shleima, you the great Shleima, on chach masach, on tzulas anazach. Where is your wisdom, and where is your talents?" What's the story here? What's he asking about Shleima Melech? Suchlasanusach means your understanding. Not only should Varecha say Sindividavicha, not only you're contradicting your own father's words, Elish Varecha says that you're contradicting your own words. What's the story? David, your father said in Hallelujah Mesim Yahaluka that the dead cannot praise Hashem. The At Amrit, and you actually say that that I will praise those who are dead, Shekvar Mesu, that died already, that they're more praiseworthy than those who are alive. And so L'chayda, you're saying that the Donal said that once you're dead, you can't do anything, and you're saying the Fakat, even after the dead, they're greater than those who are alive. So you're contradicting your father, number one, but you're contradicting yourself. But Mark, you yourself said that when a person dies, he said free, and then you say, Kilakelev Chai. You said in the same pasuk. You said that in a previous pasuk, "Kila kelev chai hu toiv mina aryeh hameis," that a live dog is better than a dead lion. So, in other words, it's better to be alive. So you contradict yourself, contradict your father. What's going on here? Said him a loy kash. It's not a problem. Hodik amar David. This was David said loy meisim yahaluka, that the dead cannot praise Hashem. Hodik amar. This is what he meant to say. Don't delay doing mitzvah till later. Lo ilum yasek adam tayim mitzvah kaidin shiyamas. Do as many mitzvahs and learn as much tayim as you can while you're still alive. You should keep them shemesh, because once somebody dies, batel min atayim and mitzvahs. You're exempt from tayim mitzvahs. The ain la kodesh baruch hashava, but Yavish has no more praise from you because you can't perform any more mitzvahs. Behind the Rabbi Yechon, this is consistent with Rabbi Yechon and said, my lechsev. It says in pasuk b'meisim chavshu that the dead are free. What do you mean they're free? Kimin shemesh adam. Once a person dies, nasa chavshim min atayim and mitzvahs. He's free from tayim mitzvahs. Now, it's very difficult to understand what Rabbi Yechon, and what would you think? That he's chayiv in Torah mitzvahs when the person is dead? I mean, what does he even mean? Why we need a pasuk? So it seems what he's trying to say here is, without Rabbi Yechon, you would have said that people who passed away, the reason why they put the mitzvahs is because they can't. They're like an oynis achmona patre. Comes along, Rabbi Yechon says, no. What it means is that you don't, the age took away the Torah mitzvahs from somebody who passed away. Not that he's an oynis, that he's no chayiv at all. And as you remember, so there's a whole shak v'tayyeh. If somebody passes away and comes back, mechayim meisim, does he have mitzvah or not? Like Elisha, who was mechayim that child. Did that child have chayim? If the word is that you exempt you totally, when you come back to life, why are you chayim? You already had a patur. Or is it just the pasuk is telling you that it's an oynis you can't do, but once you're alive, you have to do it. Because remembering Mar Nidda, we had a machlekes, and we also had brachas, that once Mashiach comes, if mitzvahs betelus la'asud loving, you know, like after the Mashiach will come, and after 40-year period, there are no mitzvahs anymore at all. And this might be what this, we learn from the Pasuk of Meisim Chavshi, that it's not just that you're an oinus, but you're be'etzim potter. Anyway, and I, Shleim HaMelech said, V'shabeach Anias HaMeisim, Shleim HaMelech said, V'shabeach Anias HaMeisim, I praise though are dead, Shekwa Meisim. There's an advantage in those who died. That's talking about Zchusim, not about current Shavach, talking about Zchusim. What do you mean? Shekhot Yisrael Midbar, he didn't send in the Midbar. He said a number of tefillahs, and the Abishah didn't respond. But when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Zechor Avrom ul Yitzchok ul Yisrael avodecha," remember our ancestors, and the Abishah answered. So isn't it right that the schus of us, even though against Moshe Rabbeinu, isn't Shlomo right when he said, "V'shabeach ani es hameisim shekva meisim," that I'm shabeach those who passed away already. Or Davarach, another example. Min Hogeshalah, the Mingle world is that Tsar Boss of Adam Gozakzeda, if an officer makes a decree, Safik Mikaiminoisa, Safik Mikaiminoisa, they make a decree, people cannot walk around, people cannot do certain things. Some people listen, some don't. Vimtim Shalayim Mikaiminoisa, Mikhayim, Mikaiminoisa, Vimaisa. And even if you'll tell me that they fulfill it when they're alive, are they possible to fulfill when they're dead? No. Ain't Mikaiminoisa. Vil Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Gozak Kamakzeda is with Tikkun Kamatakan, may know what Takanus. Rashi says that the kohen made was that before Yom Tov, on the Shabbat before Yom Tov, where you get up and you talk about all the dinim of that Yom Tov. The other tikkunim he made was about Kriyas HaTorah, which Rashi doesn't bring, the Shem doesn't bring, but he made the tikkun of Kriyas HaTorah. Machlek is exactly what Moshe did and what Ezra added on, but he made the tikkun. The question is that the Mefarshim have is what gzeidah that Moshe Rabbeinu actually makes. And Mashon wants to say the entire Torah, that's what we're referring to, not anything particular. Others said he did make some gzeidahs. Anyway, they last forever. Even though he passed away, in other words, by an officer, once the officer passes away, the law goes with him. Mashiach Moshe, and he passed away, and his gzeidus tekunus lasts till today. Shlomo is right when he said, "V'shabeach ani es hameisim," I praise those who are dead. Now, why in the world is the Tanchum bringing this as an introduction to talk about pekuach nefesh? Is because one of the reasons Gemara Yuma we discussed pekuach nefesh is. A whole bunch of different sources of chay behem, but one of the reasons is it says the chalel Shabbos achas kedei shishmir Shabbos at harbe. Let's desecrate one Shabbos so that this person can fulfill many Shabbosim in the future. So therefore, he's trying to say here, because once a person, this is what he's saying here. I want you to understand. Once a person passes away, there's no more opportunity to pray the mitzvahs, and therefore there's another reason why we mechalel Shabbos is chalel Shabbos achas kedei shishmir Shabbos at harbe, so he can do many mitzvahs in the future, and so on. To give some reasoning behind what he's about to tell them. But meanwhile, we're talking about Shlomo David, so we continue. David Ach, another pshat v'shabeach ani. What do you mean I praise? Kedav Yehuda v'Rav. Not the story, not the obvious, not with Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather with David HaMelech, his own father. What's the story there? David Yehuda v'Rav, my team says the Pasuk, David HaMelech said, I say, imi oisa teve, do me a favor, I want you to make a good sign for me, the Yehuda's sign, let my enemies see, the Yevayishu, and they'll climb up, they'll be embarrassed, and they'll stop abusing me. What's going on? Forgive me for that sin. That sin that he had with Bathsheba, and he sent Uriah Chita to the front. They didn't let him go. Shimon Megid and others, they didn't let him go. They gave him a hard time. He had a bar mitzvah, and he had other places where David HaMelech, you know, had to defend himself, and he had to abuse, you know, fought them back. And he said to them that it's embarrassing. Whatever I've made, you accuse me of, but you're embarrassing a person is tantamount to murder, and that's far worse. Anyway, he said, Abraham, please forgive me. Amalad Abish said, Mechaloch, I'm going to forgive you. Amalad, say me Yosef Bechaya, make a sign in my life that people could know. Amalad Bechayecha, Eini Madiya, Bechayecha, Micha, Eini Madiya. I'm not going to do it in your lifetime, but in the lifetime of your son, everyone's going to realize that you're a tzaddik. And what's the story? Kishabona Beis, Shlomo Beis HaMikdash, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, Bikish Lahachnis Oren LeBeis Kotche Kotche. We want to bring his Oren into the house Kotche Kotche. He built his own Kruvim. He built his own Oren. His Oren was much bigger than the Oren of Moshe Rabbeinu built, which was 2.5 amos of Betzalel. This one here was 10 amos wide, and the entrance was 10 amos, so it was practically impossible to bring it in because somebody had to carry it. Dov Kusha Oren Zebazen, the doors moved in a little bit, we could no longer bring it in. Amar Shlomo Esim Vaborin, the Shlomo Melech said 24 different kapitlach, and yet didn't help at all. And he didn't help at all. Pasach v'Amar, so then he got up and he said, "Su'u sha'arim rasheichem." He said, "Lift the gates, your head, and open the doors, and allow the honorable king to enter. Now, the doors didn't know what when he said the honorable king, was he referring to himself? And it sounds very arrogant. Ro to basrei lemivlei. The doors wanted to swallow him up. Omru, and the doors then said, "Mi uzem lachal kavod? Who are you talking about? Who is this honorable king?" Omru, he said, "You misunderstood. Hashem is the giver, the Eibishter I'm referring to." Chazam, and then he said again, "Suishan rasheichem subischirayim uzem lachal kavod. Mi lachal kavod? Hashem's talking about kavod tzedek." He says, "This is I'm talking with the Eibishter." Loinena didn't help. Kivan sha'amar, he said, "Hashem alakim, al toshay pnei mishachad, don't turn me away." And he said, "I want you to." I want you to remember the chasadim of David, your servant. Miyad nene. Immediately the doors opened up. Suddenly everyone realized. Suddenly everyone realized that David was a tzaddik, and everyone's faces turned ashen like the bottom of a pot. And everyone of the Eibishter forgave man that sin. And we had our ksuvas that it wasn't even a sin because everyone wrote a get to their wives. But the whole thing didn't smell right anyway. Well, Yehovah Meshlemus, isn't Shlemus right when he said, "V'shabech ani esameisim"? He said, "V'shabech ani esameisim, shekvar meisim." That the meisim who already died deserve more praise. Look, only in David's honor did the doors open up. Behind the chesed, this was the pasuk by Yehi Mashmini. That year will have a mekutin. That year was extraordinary. That none of the Eden kept Yom Kippur. Good trivial question. Which year didn't any of the Eden keep Yom Kippur that year? Because they all had 7 days of festivities and went right through Yom Kippur and the beginning of Sukkot. So it says that by Yom Hashmini, the 8 days, they sent for the people by Baruch Hashem Melech, and they all blessed the king. They all blessed Shlomo HaMelech. By Baruch Hashem Melech, by Yelchu LoAlein, they all went back to their homes. Smechim, they were all very happy, jubilant. They toy, they lave, and good felt good at the heart. Al Kol HaToyv HaShe'os Hashem, all the good Hashem did. LeDavid, what did he do to David? He forgave him. He showed openly that he forgave him. Avda, his servant, Vli Yisrael Amen to the Eden, his nation. Now the Gemara spells out what exactly happened. What happened? Shemotzun the Shasein Betara. They found that all the wives were tar, and the Semechim, they were happy. Shenenu Meziv Hashchina. What they saw then was glorious. They had the base of Migdash. And the Toiv Leiv Shenis Abrun the Shasein Kokol Echav Echav. Everybody's wife fell pregnant that year and had a male. Akol Al Toiv Hashiras Hashem with David Avdoi, which we just said. Lisol Amid the David Avdoi Shemochol Yosavon. That Abisha openly demonstrated he forgave David for the sin of Bathsheba. Lisol Amoy, the Ochlu of Yom Kippurim, he forgave them for the sin of Yom Kippur. And again, Abisha said that you do the right thing. Now, what about this other pasuk that David Shlomo says, "Kama ki lekelav chayu toiv min ha'ayeh meis"? A live dog is better than a dead lion. That's what's that's all about. Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar, it says David Melech pleaded with Hashem, and he said to him, "Hayde'ini Hashem, tell me, kitze, tell me when my end would be." Umidas yomim mahi, tell me what's going to happen to my end of my life, then tell me exactly how long am I going to live, and Eidos, I'll know machod lani, when I'll be taken away. What are the three things he wanted? Tell me what's going to happen at the end of my days. Hashem said, no. Gzeide hi milafanei, I have a decree. She ain my di in kitze shel basa v'dam. No one ever can foresee their own future. Okay, he says, umidas yomim mahi, tell me at least when, how much longer I have to live. Again, Hashem said, "Gzeide milfonai, I have a decree. She ain my din midas yomim shaladim." We will not reveal how long a person will, when the person will die. So he says, "Ve'edem achadlani." At least tell me what day I'll die, so I'll know it. You know, to be more careful on that day. An interesting Rashi says, "Okay, 1 second. Omalei b'Shabbos Tomus. You're going to pass away on a Shabbos." So David said, "Almost be'echver. I'm going to die on a Sunday." And so the Pashto Pshat is on a Sunday because then they can tend to his funeral straight away. But Rashi says he also wanted a hesped. On Shabbos, you don't make a spading, which is interesting. Omar Hashem said to him, "No, kvar higia malchus shleima bincha. Shleima Melech has to become king on Shabbos, and we have a rule that ein malchus negaz b'chavato. You can't have one kingdom overlapping the other, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu had to pass away before Yeshua took over. The same thing over here. Afilu kamalima, even a hair's breadth. You can't overlap, so therefore you have to pass away on Shabbos." Tosfos in Masechta Shavuos already says that this Gemara argues with Rishalmi that says that David HaMelech passed away on Shavuos because Shavuos cannot fall out on a Shabbos. Because Shavuos is always the second day of Pesach, and we know by Pesach, Loi Badu, that Pesach cannot fall on a Friday, so therefore Shavuot cannot fall on a Shabbos. So the Rishonim tried to work out the two Gemaras. Some want to say actually Shabbos here doesn't mean Shabbos, it means Yom Tov. Like we're saying davening Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, and we're actually referring to Yom Tov. Anyway, so David says, you know what? Almost better Shabbos. Let me pass away on Friday. What's the big deal? Amalei Yevusha says, you yourself wrote, Ki toiv yoyim b'chatzirecha me'elef. That one day in your courtyard is better than a thousand. And you know what it means? Hashem says, toiv li yoyim echad, I enjoy more. One day. Sha'ata yeshiv eisim toida. One more day that I have you learning toida in this world, ba'almadein, is worth more to me and more pleasurable than elef oileis sha'asich layer bincha lahakir l'fanagam izbech. More than a thousand karbanas that he will bring to me. I enjoyed more. So I want you to have for one more day down here. So what happened with David Melchus? All he knew was that on Shabbos he's going to pass away. So call Yom Shabbat. Every Shabbos have a Yosef Begodesh Kuli Yom. He sat and learned the whole day. Because if he sat and learned, the Malcham Avos can't get you. We had a Mitzir Rabbah, Bar Nachmeni, the Malcham Avos couldn't get you. So Ahu Yom, that Shabbos that he was meant to pass away, the boy Lamech Nafshi had to pass away. Come Malcham Avos came to Yochel. Malcham Avos came to do his job, but he couldn't get close. To Lavi Posik Pumim Megis. So David Mel didn't cease learning. Amar, he said, Ma'avidle, what should I do? Malcham Avos said, what should I do to David? Havale Bustna, there was a garden, beautiful garden, or an orchard, Achoyde Beise, in the back of the house. Asa Malcham Avos came, Solik, he went up the stairs, Ubachish Bil, or climbed up a tree, Ubachish Bilon, he started to shake the tree, the leaves began to rustle, made a loud noise, so David got scared. Nofak Lemech, they went outside, they stopped learning for 1 second to look. Havi Solik Bidarga, he's walking down the steps, he's walking up the steps, if his dog, he's walking up the steps, and the step broke, mitusi underneath him, and ishtik, he stopped learning v'noch nafshe. So it sounded like he was continuing to learn while he was walking, but when the step broke, he stopped for that second to learn. And that's when the Malach Mavos was able to pounce. So now it was Shabbos, or Yom Tov, and Dovid HaMelech passed away. Sholach Shloim b'Midrash, Shloim HaMelech sent Beis HaMedrash two questions. Abba Meis, my father died. Umutl b'chama, he's lying in the sun. The clothing, that's question number one. The clothing shall be Abad Edim, and my father's dogs are hungry. Ma Ese, what am I allowed to do here? Two questions. Shol Chulei, they answered him, Chatoich Nevela, cut up a carcass. It's not Muktzah because a carcass is always a row for animals to eat. Vahanach Lifnei HaKlovim, place it before the dogs. And then Vavich, and your father is Muktzah. Hanach Olav Kikra Tinuk, place on him a child or a piece of bread. Vatukla, and move it, and move it. Isn't Shlomo right when he says, Kelev Chai, who toiv in the IMS? Now he asked him two questions. What's the proof that the Kelev Chai is more important? So Rashi gives two pshatim. One is that he first answered him the Shaila about the dog, even though he asked it second. Because the dog was alive, that comes first. And second is, you're allowed to feed a dog, but the father was Muktzah. Why would Shlomo Melech put together these two shilas? That in itself sounds like a chutzpah. Should have, if he asked about his father, my father just passed away, but the Melech Yisrael, my father, what should I do? Ask that question and get an answer before you worry about the dogs. So some want to say, I think, the pshat is, because we just said before that once somebody passes away, you no longer have any mitzvahs. Why you're allowed to feed your dog is because it's your dog, your responsibility, and your chayiv. So now that David HaMelech passed away, he no longer has any mitzvahs, no longer mizonos alecha, I'm the son. Do I yashin them on Shabbos, and do I therefore take over and I have that mitzvah and the chiv? I'm allowed to feed the dogs or not? It's a direct correlation or a consequence of what happened with David HaMelech. That's why you put the two questions together. And then the Tanakhim turned around to the people, and this is all an introduction. Well, the inyan she'ela de she'ilin kamichon, and the question that I ask you. In truth of the matter is they asked him, but he was such a humble person that he said that I asked you. Neir kruya neir, a candle is called a candle that we light. V'nishmasa shel adam kruya neir, and our neshama is called a candle which Hashem puts inside us. Mutib, it is better. Tich v'neir shel bas v'dam, extinguish the candle of the human that we light, the candle that we have, say, lighting in our house, mipnei neir shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and extinguish that and leave the candle of the Eibishter, the neshama, alive if we can. So pekuach nefesh. Now Rashi says this is not really the source for pekuach nefesh, rather the chai behem or the other reason I gave you before. But he was trying to explain to the people in the best possible way that they should understand, because he had over there people who didn't know how to learn, and this they could understand. And Agadata always attracts everybody. talking about they wanted to conceal the book of Kehelet because there were concepts there that seemed to contradict each other, like what we just had. Why didn't they conceal it? He starts of praising the value of learning Torah, and ends up talking about the value of Torah, and of course in the middle is all of Torah. What does he say in the beginning? That's Torah. It says, what value is there? What added additional advantage is there? All the work that a person toils under the sun. Everything under the sun was created, is creation. But Torah came before the sun. But to toil things that took place before the sun, that's Torah, then surely, because it says, 2,000 years before the world was a Torah. So therefore, that for sure you can endeavor and toil away. That's one thing Shlomo said. And Soifa, what did he say at the end? Divrei Torah, it says, Soif Dover, the end of the matter is, Hakol Nishma, everyone should hear, Esalakim Yiroh, you should fear Hashem, Bes Mitzvois Hashmoy, and you should keep his mitzvahs, Kizeh Kol HaAdam. This is what the entire person is all about. Beautiful. The Gemara says, "My kizeh kolad." What do you mean? This entire person is all about, and we had the brachas already. Amar Abulazar kolaylo kol nivrael b'shvil zeh. The entire world was only created for this. That a person watch should be able to tell the mitzvahs. Rabbi Avakano Meshakol zeh kinekolam kulad. No, that's equal to this person who does the tell the mitzvahs equal to the entire world. Shimon Azay Amir says, but Amar other says Shimon Zayim Amir le nivra kolaylo kulad elabat letzavis lezeh, to connect to this. My Devar of Satan is that, so we see his words in Kehelis contradicting each other. See, it says, Toiv Kas Mischaik, it's better to be angry than to jest. And Uksiv, another place says, Lischaik Amarti Mahal, another place says that to be happy is Mahal, is something to be praiseworthy. So how does that work? That's a contradiction. Is it a good thing to be happy or not? Next thing. It says, V'shavachti and Yisimcha, I praise those who are happy. And then it says, in the very same pasuk where it says, Choyk, I praise, it says, V'simcha mazar Yisim, what's this joy all about? What's going on here? Le'kashin. I can explain it. Toiv kas mischoyk, that sometimes it's better when Hashem is angry than he's happy. That's talking about Toiv kas, sometimes tzaddikim suffer in this world. It seems like the angel is angry with them and he punishes them for the little avedas that they did so they can go straight to Gan Eden. And this is far better than this choyk shemesachek HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Hashem Baruch Hu. It's far better than the joy that Hashem shows to the Shayim, that the few mitzvahs they did, he rewards them in this world so they can go straight to Gehenim. Then in other pasuk, where it's choyk amarti mohel, to joy I say praiseworthy, says choyk shemesachek Kadosh Baruch Hu im tzaddikim b'olam haba. That's the joy that Hashem had with tzaddikim in the world to come, because he's very happy. And then we say v'shabachti ani es ha-simcha, I praise the simcha. Which simcha are we referring to here? Simcha shel mitzvah. Now l'chayda, you would think it means any mitzvah. For some reason or another, Rashi says hachnasas kala, as if there are only a few mitzvahs where the mitzvah itself is to be b'simcha. But instead, wonder why Rashi doesn't just say any mitzvah. Ibdus Hashem b'simcha, any mitzvah we do, we gotta do b'simcha. Rashi seems to be learning it's referring to mitzvahs where the mitzvah is to be b'simcha. Like on Simchas Yomtiv, Hachnasas Kala, and so on. Not sure. And then he says, well, the simcha maza oisa, the other pasuk where it says, what's the simcha all about? The simcha she'ein l'shal mitzvah. That's a simcha which is not coupled with a particular mitzvah. Hashem does not like to rest when people are depressed, people who are lazy. Not people who are jesting. People are lightheaded. Not people who just waffle on. Only people are happy and doing a mitzvah. Shneimer says by Elisha. It says by Elisha. Va'ata now. Chuli menagin. To get me out of my depression, go get me somebody play a musical piece. While you can nagim and nagim, but he love Yad Hashem. When I play that, I will become happy. The same thing comes to Dvar Halacha, that you have to always start learning shir by being happy. If you want good dreams, if you go to sleep on a happy note, you'll have good dreams. Interesting brachas, we had the whole last page all about dreams, and this Gemara didn't say an antidote of how to make sure you have good dreams. Go to sleep happy and you'll have good dreams. If his lips are not dripping with, you know, gall, in other words, he's not fear, he doesn't have any fear for his teacher, he will burn. It says, that in their lips are there dripping myrrh, some kind of a herb, that he should have fear for his teacher, and who? Learning. Like kach is not a problem. The Rebbe should be happy who's about to give a share. The Talmidim have to sit there gripped in fear. Or both are told by the teacher with a kasha. Before you start learning, and hold the boss of the pasach, and here is after you start learning. Before he started to give a share every day to his students, Amar, he said milsa de b'dichas. He would say a joke, an anecdote. Ubatchi rabbanon, the rabbanon would smile, be happy, and then l'soiv. After that, Yossi beimos they sat there in fear. Upasa b'shmaiten started to learn, as explained in Tanya. So that's Kehelis. So they worked out the contradictions. And every contradiction there was, they worked out. Says the Gemara, Va'af Sefer Mishli Bikshul Lignas, they also want to conceal Sefer Mishli. Shrei Devorah Saisin says they were also contradicting each other. Why didn't they? Amri, they said, Sefer Kehelis, Lav Einin, didn't we examine Sefer Kehelis, Vashkachin, and we found time, we found good reason. Hachanam here too, La Einin. Let's look at it as well. My dvarav shayshin zezeh. So, what do you mean? Where is it contradicting in Mishle? See, even one pasuk in Mishle it says, "Al tan ksil kevalter." Do not engage in a conversation with a fool in his foolishness. See, but there's another pasuk where it says, "Anei ksil bevalter." You should respond to a fool in his foolishness. Which one is it? Said Moloi Kasha. Ha b'divrei Torah. If he says something which is against the Torah, then you're allowed to answer him, or you should. Rashi says you're allowed to, but from the pasuk it seems maybe you should. Haba mila da alma, but it comes stamped to worldly things. Who cares? What's the point of engaging in a conversation? Kiha, I'll give you a few stories. Who also the kamei the Rebbe? Someone came for Rebbe Amalei. He said, "Ishtecha ishte, I want you to know that your wife and me are having an affair. Ubanecha bona, and your children. You think that your children are actually my children? So they're all mamzelim." Amalei said, Rebbe didn't answer him. Rebbe said to him that for some reason or other, this is not considered against the Torah. But it's not a conversation about understanding something in the Torah. Just a conversation. It's not personal. Amalei said, how would you like to have a drink? Shasi drank upaka and he exploded or imploded and he died. A very similar story happened to Rechia, Rebbe's Talmud. Amalei, this guy said to taunt him, Imcha Ishti, your mother is actually fool around with me, and you're actually my son. You're a mamzer. Amalei, Rav Chi said to him, he learned from his Rebbe, would like to have a drink. Shasa upaka, he drank and he burst. Amalei, Rav Chi, ahanilet says to the Rebbe, that Rebbe's davening, that he's davening every day, he helped him. The loy l'shavi ibn mamzer. This guy went around casting aspersions on Rebbe. And the ness is usually people like to hear the worst in people, and they, you know, the talk will continue. The ness is that nobody picked it up and nobody continued murmuring or gossiping. Why? Because the Rebbe kevin matzi, he would daven every day, Omar Yirotzev Nech Hashem Lekeinu Shetatzilena Hayem, save me ma'azei ponim u'ma'azuz ponim. From people of Chutz Minyakad, and we know that a mamzer oina azuz. So he, nobody's saying is save me from my having people accusing me that my children are mamzei, or that I'm a mamzer. But in Torah you are supposed to respond. Where do you see an example of that? A woman will give birth every single child, Shnemet says in Pasik. Hara, she will conceive, and then the Yoledes Yachtav, and she will give birth on the same day. Now, the most unfortunate limpshad is she'll conceive in the morning and then give birth in that afternoon. That's the miracle. But as she learns, she'll conceive in the same day that she just gave birth. With another child. Legal of all the Talmud mocked him. Amar, enkel chodesh tachas shemesh. It's never happened before. It's not possible. I'll show you in this world something similar. Nothing. Achel tanegel. Show him the hens. Gives it, lays an egg every day. Lay new eggs. V'su yosir amar gamliel v'kododeh. She also said, asidi in the future, ilon is the trees, she might see and pay to the choyen. They'll bear new fruits every day. Shenema. Because it says in Pasik that the nasa onaf will have branches, but also pri will make fruits. Ma onaf, it's like branches. Bechol yom, branches are there every single day. Af pri bechol yom, every day you'll have fruits. Legal of all of us at Talmud Omar, this Talmud again mocked him and said, Vaksiv, it says, Ein kol chodesh tachad Hashem. It's nothing new will ever happen, even after Mashiach comes. If you remember the Gemara there in Shmuel says there in Brachas, that there will be no difference between Ein ben Olam Hazim and Mashiach, Elo Shiv Malchus Levad, that these kind of things won't happen. So she said to him, there is a precedent. Boy, come, the Erech, and I will show you. The Muslim Balaam has a precedence in this world. Nothing went out. Achvele showed him Tzalov. He showed him that caper bush that has three different things. Remember, we learned about brachas, has three different parts, and every day another part grows. The fruits, the berries, and then the leaves have their own little berries. The Su Yosher Gamil Kodar, she said, Asida Yisrael, in future Israel, Shetoitzi Gulus Koyis, will produce bagels or round rolls with clay milas and clothing. And some people think it literally means from the trees, from the ground they'll grow up. Some people say it means there'll be such an abundance that it won't really have much value because it's so easy to get a hold of. Whatever. Shenamet says, in Pasuk, he pisas bar ba'aretz. Pisa has two words. Pisa can mean your palm, which is round. So therefore, pisa means like round rolls. And pisa also means like soinas pasim, which means clothing, not Yosef. See? And bar means that it's going to be clean. Or bar means like by Yosef, they went to buy food. So it has two definitions of this pasuk. It's referring to the rolls and to the clothing. That will be an abundant supply. Legal boys at Tamil Menko Khad Hashem, how's that possible? Omale boy the edit dug Muslim by him has. Let me show you. Nothing he went out. Achvele showed him Khmer in the pictures. He showed him mushrooms that they grow, that they come out very quickly and they are round. Now clay milas, and he showed him regarding clay milas, Navra Bar Kaida. He showed him the palm of the hearts of palm, like around the tree that grows a little material, which you know, palm that we use actually to make some kind of things made out of material, which is very tender. In other Gemaras, we had similar when they questioned the Rebbe, you know, where do you find such precedents? The Rebbe would give them a look and would kill them. Here, Rebbe Gamliel actually had patience, which is astonishing, because Gamliel and Nassim generally didn't have much patience, but here they did, and that is how the next Gemara is going to lead. You see from these stories that Gamliel had a lot of anivus, a lot of patience. There were different Rav Gamliels. This could be Rav Gamliel HaZaken, not the famous Rav Gamliel who had no tolerance whatsoever for anybody who challenged him. So obviously this wasn't him. This must be Rav Gamliel HaZaken, and he had a lot of patience, and he was Hillel's son. And where did he get it? So the next Gemara, which we'll learn tomorrow, is going to talk to us about how Hillel was so humble and everything else. And that's the flow on, because Hillel learned it from his father Gamliel, that he listened to this Talmud querying every single thing that he said, and yet he had patience, and he demonstrated to him how right he was, and didn't in any way say any derogatory words to him. Okay, we can.